This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Search and rescue teams pulled the remains of eight more victims from the ruins of a Florida condominium tower on Tuesday, raising the number of confirmed fatalities to 36. 109 people are still considered missing. The updated death toll was announced hours after several hundred mourners filled a Miami Beach church for the first funeral for victims who died in the collapse of the condominium tower on June 24th. Tuesday's funeral was for four members of one family, a middle-aged couple and their young daughters, who were killed when half of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building in Surfside, Florida, abruptly crumbled in the early morning hours. The search for more victims is carrying on despite the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa, which is expected to strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches South Florida. Elsa is expected to make landfall on Florida's western coast on Wednesday. The U.S. Transportation Department on Tuesday finalized an order banning ticket sales for air travel between the United States and Belarus. The ban comes after Belarus forced a Ryanair flight en route to Lithuania to land in the Belarusian capital, where security forces arrested a dissident journalist who had been on board. Israel agreed to a COVID vaccine swap with South Korea on Tuesday, sending 700,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine to Seoul immediately, in return for the same number in the coming months. A statement from Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office said the deal, the first of its kind for Israel, would allow more effective use of the vaccine stocks of both countries. Israel received a huge supply of the Pfizer vaccine shortly after its approval last year, following an arrangement with the producers to share data about its impact. More on that story is available.